Broadcasting live from the Vegas Video Network studios, just steps from the Las Vegas Strip.
It's time to get on the right side of sports betting. It's time for the Odds Couple.
Welcome to the Odds Couple right here on Vegas Video Network. My name is Scott Pritchard alongside my good friend and co-host Anthony Padilla.
Thanks, Scotty. Today we're going to be talking about why Scott has a better chance of helping out the New York Jets than Tim Tebow ever will, why Greg Schiano has no worries about anybody in a victory formation this week, and why Mike Vick is going to wish he would have paid more attention in prison.
Up first, let's attack the line. The San Francisco 49ers are on the road taking on the New York Jets. Jets, Jets, Jets. The total for this game on Sunday night, it opened 42. The early money came in on the under all the way down to 39.5. As of this morning, it's settled in. Money starting to come in on the over now. It's 40.5.
Look, I don't really understand why it's so high, because neither team is really capable of doing much as far as putting up points. The Jets, J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 that's all they've got going for them is that song, because they don't want to do anything offensively. Darrell Revis is out, which is a huge blow. Now they've got nobody left in the secondary. Tim Tebow, I think he's got another photo shoot late Sunday night, so they're going to have to try to rush out of the game anyway. He's doing nothing. That Wildcat's fooling nobody. In fact, I'm starting to wonder if Rex Ryan didn't bring him in just for the fact of trying to push his quarterback, Mark Sanchez, who is nothing more than mediocre. Neither team, again, has much offensively. The Jets had a hard time putting up 20 against the Dolphins last week. Nobody wanted to win that game. So as far as 39, 40, 41, no, I don't see that at all. Alex Smith is struggling with all of his offensive weapons. Jim Harbaugh had that team ready, but they only had 89 rush yards last week against the Vikings. That is not going to put the points on the board. In this one, I don't see 39. I'd go with the under.
I do understand the move on this game, again, from 42 to 39.5, 40.5 as we speak. It has to do with the fact the 49ers have a very good defense, especially against the run. But out of 32 teams in the National Football League, the 49ers are ranked 11th. Now, they're a bit upset. They're coming off a 27-6 loss. They're coming off a loss against the Minnesota Vikings just 1 week ago, a team that they were projected to win heavily against. So the 49ers, the fact that they're on the road, the question is, what do? Do you attack the line? I realize we're a bit undermanned with Anthony here in the studio, but I'm going to not attack this game. I would say, it's your money, do what you like. Just understand that it opened 42.5, down to 39.5, it's at 40.5. I am going to retreat and not attack this line. But the next game I want to hone in on, the Washington Redskins are on the road taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I will attack this line. It opened Tampa Bay favored by 1.5. It moved from 1.5 to 2.5 because the early money came in on Tampa Bay. And now sportsbooks do not want to move on and off 3 because it's such a key number. Last year in pro football, 15% of all pro football games were decided by a field goal, 3 points. So the question is, do we attack this line? I say yes.
Look, there's a lot of positives going on with this Tampa Bay Buccaneer team. Unfortunately, not a lot of it is in the point scoring department. You know, Greg Schiano is instilling a great thing, teaching players to play. God forbid you play 60 minutes in the NFL, but that's what he's trying to get them to do. You know, and that's a good thing. They need this. Josh Freeman looks horrible. He really does not look good at all. Very shaky the last couple of weeks. Pass defense giving up an average of 350 yards a game. That's certainly not going to get it done against anybody. On the flip side, RG3, dude, man up. You're an NFL quarterback now. What are you doing? Crying like a little baby. 3 weeks into the season, now everybody knows that just to light you up. They don't even have to hit you. They just have to tell you they're going to hit you. And this is a huge thing, you know, in terms of what it does to the rest of your team. Now Coach Shanahan is coming to your defense saying that other guys are coming after you. Now it just looks like you need a bib and a pacifier. Dude, you got to man up. You're in the league now. You got to start doing better than you have the last 2 weeks because, frankly, you've been kind of horrendous. You know, passing, running. Week one, you looked great. And if they can do this, then they can put some points on the board. However, I don't think this is the week they do it. I see Tampa coming out ahead, at least by a touchdown.
The Washington Redskins have had their challenges defensively. Before we get into that, I see that we have a live chat question.
Yeah. Bill G wants to know, does the return of the regular refs change your betting process?
As a professional sports bettor, I try not to get too caught up into things that I have no control over. I realize that the regular refs are back, the replacement refs. In my opinion, they were flat-out scapegoats. Everyone whining, crying, complaining It's like the New England Patriots, as good as they were up 9 points with 7 minutes to go against the Baltimore Ravens as a three-point dog on Sunday night. And I realized Bill Belichick, who I love, he's the best coach on the planet, whining about the replacement refs. How about improving your pass defense? How about that for an original thought? Monday night, the Packers playing the Seattle Seahawks came down to the last game, and I really believe it was a bad call. But to use this one official as a scapegoat is a crock, and I'll tell you why. The replay booth official, not a replacement official, he was the real deal. He had the authority to overrule the play called on the field and chose not to. The call stood. No one saying dick about the replacement or about the replay official in the booth upstairs. Everyone was on the scab official, if you will. But again, I try not to worry about officials. I can't control turnovers. I can't control injuries. I certainly can't control a subjective call on a pass interference call on 3rd and 30, a 5-yard penalty, automatic first down. I have no control over that. So to me, from a sports betting standpoint, it's irrelevant, whether it's the replacement refs or the regular refs or Anthony. I'm not calling you a scab or anything.
Hold on a second. You made a couple of good points, but I want to elaborate a little bit. You know, I think you make some good points in terms of you can't put it all on one play or one official. That's great for the locker room. You know, we got to do better. But when you've got real money on the line, I think it does come down to one play. You know, and I think it does come down to the end of a game, and everybody's got that winning ticket they're about to go cash in, and then the wrong call is made by a replacement, and you have what you had. You know, and I think if it weren't an issue, then they wouldn't have rushed to get these real officials back 2 days later for the game last night. You know, that right there tells me that it's all about the money, and they realize that.
I absolutely agree with what you're saying, Anthony, but the bigger point is as we prepare to put our hard-earned money on Team A or Team B, we can't forecast what kind of a call the official is going to make. In their defense, the fact that the regular refs are back now, I do think we'll have much more continuity and flow, unlike this show.
I agree with that. All right, that being said, it is time to spin to win, my friends. This segment is for guys like myself, diehard Cowboy fan, almost to a fault. You know, I lost a lot of money back in 91 when they went 1-15. I was 13 years old. That's a lot of allowance money. So what we're doing here, we've got a giant wheel over to the side. We've got the Giants taking on the Philadelphia Eagles this week. Eagles are favored by 2. We're going to spin it. Scott's going to be forced to take the team it lands on. I am forced to take the opposing team. Whether we like them or not, we've got to make arguments for both because the smart bettor always bets with their head and not with their heart. Let's get to the wheel.
Scotty's got the Eagles.
Philadelphia Eagles minus the 2. That's who I'm forced to sell you on. Wow, this is an easy sell. I love Mike Vick. I love the Eagles. Eagles favored by 2? Come on now. I don't need the 2 points. That should be the first quarter line. I really feel the Eagles will win this game going away. It's a division contest. Forget the fact that the Eagles are only 2-1, and some might argue that the Eagles were fortunate to win the first 2 weeks. They knocked off the Browns in week 1. They beat a very good Baltimore Raven team, a team that's now 3-1. They beat them by a score of 24-23. They lost last week. The concern I have with the Eagles, same concern I had last year, they turn the ball over. No one can beat the Eagles except the Eagles. They keep beating themselves when they do lose. They've had 11 to 12 turnovers already this season, but how good of a football team are they? If you can give the ball away 11, 12 times and you still have a very convincing winning record, I think the Eagles minus the 2 is a bargain.
I love the fact that you tried so hard to take. You almost convinced me that you want to take the Eagles. Look, the Eagles are horrendous. They are the worst 2-1 team in the history of the league. They barely squeaked out again against the Browns. Let me say it again, the Browns. All right? Another 1-point win against the Ravens, who incidentally almost lost to the Browns last night. You know, got hammered by Arizona. And if there's one thing Mike Vick should have learned in prison, it is definitely to watch his back. And he is doing a horrible job of that. He's getting clobbered from the backside week in, week out. Most turnovers, the dude doesn't want to hold on to the ball. You know, I don't know what his thing is. He has no pressure from a backup quarterback. I don't know what it is, but he's not going to last this season. He's going to cost Andy Reid his job, to be honest. Now back to the game. I don't care if they're at home. You know, they can't do anything on the road. They're not going to do it at home. That means nothing this week. And I get it's a big rivalry game, Eagles, Giants. But the Giants look insane. Eli Manning is just a machine. You know, they've got their defense starting to click it in a little bit. Manning just continues to throw. And there's something to be said about such a young quarterback with so much poise. You know, he never lets the game get out of control. His coach, Tom Coughlin, is definitely one of the toughest guys to play for. And that whole team he has gelling right now. Usually it comes later in the season. And this is my concern with this week is they've got it early on this year. You know, they're already looking like they're ready for the playoffs. And I think the Eagles are going to pay the price. Favored by 2. I don't know what the sports books are doing. Favored again. Giants by 12 in this one.
Wow. Giants by 12. I respect the fact that you're arguing a valid point. Most of the points that you made were valid. One thing I will take issue with is the fact that you said that the Eagles at 2-1 are the worst 2-1 team
in
the history of football.
Scott.
They're not even the worst 2-1 team in their division. The sportsbooks have the Eagles projected today to finish higher than the 2-1 Cowboys.
Of course they do. All right. You know what? That's enough of this nonsense. Look, we're having a great time with you here today. When we come back, we'll be talking about my fantasy and Scott's latest ticket on the Las Vegas Strip. You're watching The Odds Couple. This is the Vegas Video Network.
Traditional media believes that after about 3 minutes, you'll tune out. Most Vegas media companies think if it doesn't jiggle, you won't tune in. At the Vegas Video Network, we think both are wrong. The Vegas Video Network is the first and only live online broadcast network that specializes in insider news and expert views about Vegas. We combine great storytelling with the ability to watch when and where you want, on your computer, mobile device, or television. Discover the real Las Vegas. Visit VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Welcome back to The Odds Couple on the Vegas Video Network. My name is Scott Pritchard alongside my good friend and co-host Anthony Padilla. Before we get into our next segment, I want to reach out to you. We would love to have you be part of the show here at The Odds Couple. You can do that live. Email us at oddscouple@vegasvideonetwork.com. That's oddscouple@vegasvideonetwork.com. We would also like to have your voice on our show. Go to our site. On the right-hand side of our page, there's a red bar. Click on that, and then right there in the middle of the screen, you see the green bar. What you want to do with that is you want to hit the start record button. We also have live chat. Now, this is great because we will field live chat questions that we already have. Here's what's interesting is we already fielded one of those questions, but I love this part because I get to see my friend Anthony struggle trying to answer your live chat questions. So keep those questions coming. Now, if you miss us live, you can still reach out to us, Vegas Video Network, iTunes, YouTube, Roku, every Saturday, 12 o'clock noon. This show is rebroadcast on KSHP, spelled just the way it sounds, radio, AM 1400, KSHP, AM 1400, radio. Now, before we get into our next segment, I do want to recap the attack the line. I had mentioned that we're not going to attack the total on the first game that we talked about. But on the second game, the side, the Redskins getting 3 points against Tampa Bay, I will proactively attack that line. Give me the points. See the cashier already. In the world of sports, what is it that frustrates you? Are you kidding me?
Fantasy football owners, are you listening? Come closer if you have to. I hate fantasy football leagues. I despise them with a passion, with every ounce of my being. I dislike them more than I like Scott's purple shirt today. All right? I cannot stand these leagues. And here's my biggest issue with it. I don't have 5 hours to sit through your draft, bro. I don't. Drafting, you know, these players from all these teams. You don't even have a real job. How do you own a fantasy football team? Right? You borrowed the $50 from your girlfriend's mom just to get in the league. It's insane. Look, I don't have time for pamphlets and booklets, trading players week in, week out. You know who has time to do that? Real football coaches. I'm wanting to bet real money on real football games. A winner, a loser, bet the line, that is it. I want to date real women. I want to be a real boy. Do you understand this, fantasy owners? It's ridiculous. And the thing that really pushed it over the edge as a sports bettor was a couple of weeks ago when one of the replacement officials went up to LeSean McCoy of the Philadelphia Eagles mid-game and told him, "Hey, dude, I need you on my fantasy team this week. What are you doing, man? We're trying to bet real money that I take from Scott every week, you know, on this football game. Why are you talking to the players like this? They should not be allowed to have it. And just get rid of it altogether. The only fantasy I want to be part of is the one at the end of the strip every night at 10:30. Are you kidding me? Just stop.
A little too much information, but I have love in my heart for everyone, except ticket writers. Are you kidding me? I see ticket writers as an annoyance. So many times they're incompetent. I'll tell you and show you how incompetent they are. Oftentimes when we go to a fast food restaurant drive-thru, we understand that, hey, they're probably not going to get your order right. So you check, you double check. But even they don't put up a sign saying, check your order. But at the sports books, the casinos do, because they realize that, hey, these people may not be the sharpest tools in the shed. So you're at the bet window, and there's a sign that says, please check and double check your ticket for accuracy. Case in point, 2 months ago, I go to the Stratosphere. I'm in a hurry because the game, baseball game with the Cardinals goes at 11:10 on a Thursday morning, and here it is, 11:09. I drive into the valet. I rush into the sports book. Thank goodness there was not a line, but the sports book ticket writer was having a conversation with the sports book supervisor. I ran up to the bet window and I said, listen, it's post time. Cardinals, game 951, minus 10, listed pitchers, 1,100 to 1,000. She looked at me and said, what did you say? Cardinals, it's post time. It's going to start here any second. Listed pitchers, game 951, 1,100 to 1,000, minus 110. She typed it in and she handed me the ticket. She said, I got you listed pitchers. I said, yes, but you bet 971, Washington Nationals, minus 70 cents. This is not good. I need to see your sportsbook supervisor. She came over, and I think she did the quote-unquote right thing, the honorable thing, and she corrected the ticket even though the game had just started. So ultimately, I got my bet thanks to the sportsbook supervisor. Cardinals, minus 10, listed pitchers, 1,100 to 1,000, and as karma or fate would have it, I lost the game 7-0. Hate it when that happens. Ticket writers, are you kidding me? I'm glad that part of the show is over with. Need to relax. I am excited because we're about to put money into your pocket. This is where Anthony and I put you on the right side.
Today I chose to go with the Carolina Panthers taking on the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons are favored by 7 in this game. I'm going to be honest, I went with this game a lot out of nostalgia. Scott, you were asking earlier, this is why I'm wearing the bedazzled Superman shirt today. The late, great Christopher Reeve would have turned 60 this past week, best Superman of all time. Ironically, Cam Newton of the Carolina Panthers, his touchdown dance, he likes to open up his shirt and reveal the S on his chest. Haven't seen a lot of it this year, Cam. In fact, haven't seen much of anything. Funny thing I saw in the Charlotte Observer, one of the cartoonists in that paper actually did that same thing with him opening his shirt, and it was a Hello Kitty on the t-shirt, which is one of the greatest things ever. I don't know how Cam took it. I don't know what his teammates think, but this is fantastic because he is absolutely playing like a kitty cat this year. He was fantastic last year, the phenom everybody expected to be. In fact, I got to say, he probably did things that people weren't sure a quarterback was capable of doing, but he did them. Now, his second season in, you know, some people think it's a sophomore slump. He's only 3 games in, but he's not looking very good. Last week, all-star wide receiver Steve Smith, you know, veteran on that team, called him out, said, you know, why are you sulking during the game? I had no problem with that he called out his quarterback. He's a young guy. You know, Steve Smith is a veteran. But I had a problem with the fact that he did it in the media. That aside, I think his whole team is jumping on his back to get behind Cam and push him in the right direction. That has nothing to do with the game, except that it has everything to do with the game. Mentally, I don't think this team is ready to come into Atlanta this week and take on a Falcons team that, quite frankly, is, again, like the Giants, ready for the playoffs. Matt Ryan, dude, the guy's an MVP already. You know, he is living up to all the hype, you know, that they billed him as a couple of years ago. He's finally figuring it out. He's got the receiving core, the backs, Michael Turner, except for the DUI last week, bit of a problem. And, dude, really? Make $11 million a year, win on a Monday night, and you go out and get pulled over for DUI. Get a driver, man. Get a friend, whatever. Give him $100. Doesn't matter. That was stupid. But it brings your team down. You know, John Abraham, thing with the cops, he apologized. Now you've got issues in the locker room. But on the field, they're getting it done. Great defense, great receivers. My right side this week, folks, Atlanta Falcons minus the 7. That's just the way it's going to be.
Before we get to my right side, I see that we have another live chat question. Go ahead.
Yeah, Papa Dude wants to know, it seems to be an obvious under on the Seahawks versus Rams game this weekend, but are the Rams going to gun for Tate for A, being the usual jerk he can be, and B, for his smarmy attitude on his simultaneous catch?
I look at this game between the Seahawks and the Rams, and I have to say, in defense of the Rams and what they're trying to accomplish, I mean, it is Seattle might be a bit guilty of suffering a hangover based on that emotional, hard-fought win, fluke win that it was on Monday night. A short week for the Seattle Seahawks. A lot of distractions with did they win, did they not win. In the record books, they're in the standings. It clearly says that Seattle is 2-1. How does that affect the total in this weekend's game against the Rams, in your opinion?
You know what? I think what you just said is the very reason they're going to be okay. It's ignorance is bliss, and it's wasted on the youth. And this is a young team. And I don't think that they have that knowledge to be scared of the fact they're coming off a short week. You know, I actually thought this going into last week against Green Bay, because of the fact they were coming off a big win against Dallas, wasn't sure how they'd play. They looked really tough Monday night. I mean, across the board, unfortunately, the great play of the Seahawks was overshadowed by that one call. Golden Tate, you know, I think he's taking a bad rap. I think he's just a young guy who got caught up in the moment. Was he trying to cheat? In fact, he even addressed it. He wasn't trying to cheat. You know, but he's taking a hard rap for it. It's a young team. I think they're going to get past it. Pete Carroll is known for bringing teams together. Obviously, he was great at USC with this, with young kids, and I think that's the benefit. They can relate. So my answer here is no. I think the Seahawks are going to be great in this game.
To address the viewer's specific question, do we like the under? I really respectfully will pass this game. I don't have a strong opinion on the total over or under, but based on the fact that you're watching the show and you have input and you have a question, I will be pulling for the under in the Seattle game. But to echo Anthony's point, Seattle very young. Defensively, they've been very, very solid. I mean, come on now. You're talking about Aaron Rodgers and the high-powered offense of the Green Bay Packers, and Seattle flat out knocked them off. They looked very good the week before against a good Dallas Cowboys team. Now, let's get to the right side as far as what I'm looking at. This weekend, I'm looking at the Monday night game. The Chicago Bears are on the road taking on the Dallas Cowboys. The Bears, as much respect as I have for them defensively, I have no respect for them offensively, namely because of Jay Cutler. I've never been a big Jay Cutler fan, and I'm guessing that the offensive line, they're not a big fan of Jay Cutler either. I noticed that a couple of weeks ago he was yelling at one of his offensive linemen because he missed a block, and ultimately Cutler was sacked, and he pushed him, not only yelled at him, but pushed him on the sideline. I'm thinking, wow, and now last weekend I noticed that he was sacked a bunch of times. Something tells me, first of all, if I was blocking for Jay Cutler, I might just let that rookie blow by a couple of times. I would politely help Jay up and say, sorry about that. But I laugh to myself because, come on, why would you protect someone who is constantly looking to point the finger? How about getting rid of the ball, Jay Cutler? How about that? Get rid of the ball, standing back there 4, 5, 6 seconds. So the Bears, bottom line, they don't score many points. Defensively, they have my respect. They're ranked 6th out of 32 National Football League teams. Let's take a look at the Dallas Cowboys. I like Dallas. They're 2-1, but they're in a tough, tough division with the Giants. Redskins appear to be a bit improved, and the Eagles, they rack up a lot of yards. They're 2-1. And so I think the Cowboys defensively, out of every team in the league based on yardage yielded, whether it's running or passing, Dallas Cowboys defense, number one in all of football. The right side, for me, under the 42.5 points based on the fact that both of these teams have good defenses and are questionable on the offensive end.
I love that you have so much positivity about the Cowboys, but let it go with the Eagles, man. Why are you trying so hard? We already did that. You don't have to convince anybody anymore. The Eagles are horrible. Whatever. We got to get out of here. Guys, we're having a great time with you today. Scott, what do you got going on this weekend?
You can track my plays every day on VegasInsider.com. My site is PritchardsPicks.com. That's PritchardsPicks.com. Some of the information is free. Some of it you have to pay for. I will remind you that please understand that the most expensive advice is free advice. This weekend, if you're in Las Vegas, I'm performing on the Strip every Saturday night, Planet Hollywood, LA Comedy Club. But enough about me. Anthony, I love your show at LVH. Tell me more.
It's very kind. Thank you so much, Scotty. I will be at LVH all weekend, just as I am every other weekend. Thursday through Sunday, you can check me out. Comedy After Dark with myself. I've got friends who stop by. You never know who's going to come and do a set with us. I am on the Nick Bonsanto Show, a worldwide broadcast radio show, sports show on the Sports Byline USA Network. Check that out. Twitter, Facebook, fan pages, AnthonyPadillaComedy.com. It's all /PadillaComedy. That's it, guys. There's my resume. Scott, always a pleasure. That's all I got.
Great having you with us. Again, check us out live every Friday, 12 o'clock noon, Las Vegas time. For Anthony Padilla, I'm Scott Pritchard. Together, we're the Odd Couple on Vegas Video Network. We'll see you next week.